97.5 The Fanatic.
5 p.m. 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob Motti with you. I'm here till 8. Tyler Zuli, Pat Egan will be taking over. Everything is secondary today because, you know, it's funny. I was going back and forth with some of my friends and people I do other shows with, co-hosts, and my buddy Doug Horton and Greg Still and Jessica Town today, and we were talking about Ben Simmons last night, and I said I'm going to turn 4-8 today into Ben Simmons Appreciation Day because of what he did last night, and I feel like, you know, you can always look at the flaws in someone's game, but you got to sometimes take a step back and appreciate the greatness in his game as well. And I feel like we harp too much on the negative, and what he did last night was just incredible, a phenomenal performance. And then about an hour and 15 minutes before my shift, we hear the news that Kobe Bryant tragically passed away. And as I'm sitting there and I'm packing and my daughters are singing to me, "I don't want you to go, Daddy," man, it hit me hard. It hit me hard. And I still haven't even shared with you my first interaction with Kobe Bryant as a young beat writer for the AP back in, it must have been 2000, 2001. I'm not sure which year it was, but back then, because I covered the Sixers beat when I first started. And there was a, man, there was an interaction with Kobe that, you know, I struggle with whether or not I want to share with you, and I feel like I do, and I should, because it kind of, at that time, the person that I was, the lifestyle that I was living, I took it in a way that it was a compliment for sure, but it kind of justified my actions, and I've come a long way since then. But we can all change who we are, and I think I will share that with you at some point today. But we got a lot of people who want to get in, and I want to give you that opportunity to grieve Kobe Bryant together. And let's get to Charles and Chester. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
How are you, buddy?
Hey, man, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. First of all, I just want to give a shout out to Laker Nation, Lauren Marion, Coach Downer, who was his high school coach, who still is the high school coach at Lower Marion High School. I coached at Chester High School during the years when Kobe was playing basketball. I was a football coach. And, you know, I remember telling one of our basketball players at the time who thought he was, you know, big stuff, that, you know, you're worrying about being the best player in Chester. Kobe Bryant's worrying about being the best player in the world. And, you know, you just appreciate that kid and that young man and what he did and what he accomplished in life. And it's just, you know, I'm devastated right now. And I couldn't believe it when I heard the news. I was at my part-time job, and I just had to stop and just reminisce, and what seeing him play against, you know, Rip Hamilton, the guy that called from Coatesville, and the Chester games, and, you know, just saying this kid's going to be special. And I'm just, you know, it's just, I can't even get my words together on, you know, what, you know, my thought process. You know, my friends who are Laker fans, James Howard, who helps out with Chester basketball, and our announcer who's a Laker diehard, and I know he's going through it. I'm just, you know, I don't know what else to say, Rob, but you're right. Everything should be positive today, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And I appreciate you sharing those memories and those stories with us, Charles, because it's a tough day. And you know, I understand there's some people in life who want to go a different way with it, and I feel I feel sad for miserable people who can't just look at something like this and recognize the loss, the tragedy, what it means, the impact, and how we're all human and we're all flawed people.
Right. Well, you know what's funny, Rob? I was telling my lady today when we were talking about, you know, what happened, and I was thinking about the LeBron James interview last night and how he paid homage to Kobe. And I was like, it was like an obituary reading. And I'm just like, it's amazing. Just, oh my God. He spent like 20, 30 minutes talking about what Kobe meant to him last night. And then to hear this morning is just like, wow.
Yeah. It's unreal, man. Unreal. And I appreciate you, Charles. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's get to Brady in Norristown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Brady.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, man?
I first found out what happened. I got in my car and I heard Joe say that.
Mm-hmm.
He was right on it. And it's just crazy because I stopped at a Wawa on the way to work.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody inside was talking about it. There's a guy there tearing up. You know, it's it really shows how much of an impact.
No doubt.
He had in this area.
No doubt.
And, you know, going to Norristown, he played high school basketball before my time, but you always heard stories about how those games when he came to play in Norristown sold out, you know, everybody, they were standing room only and stuff. You know, it's just, I just think that's going to be one of those days where you always remember where you were. And, you know, he's just, outside of Los Angeles, you know, because obviously he played there, I think this area is taking it the hardest.
Yeah, obviously outside of L.A., and that's because of, you know, his connection here, his ties here. And I know there were some people who look at him as a kind of a villain back then, and I get it. I understand that. However, this is a guy who, you see the video with him and the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, and how could you not just really love how much of a fan he was of that team?
Right.
You know, it's just an incredible, incredible thing, man. I thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Take care, Brady. Let's get to right now. We got you know what? We have someone on the line who is he's a sports writer. He's covered the NBA. He's a TV analyst at MSG Network, and he really can put some of these things in perspective of how we're talking about Kobe. So, Mike J, Andre, and Shannon, hang on. I promise I'm going to get to you, but I want to go right now to Brandon Scoop Robinson and get his thoughts. Hey, Brandon, how are you? Thanks for joining the show.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me. I'm hurt.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Tell everybody, you know, if you've ever had what your interactions were with Kobe or anything that what it means to you, man, this terrible loss for us today.
Well, first and foremost, I am a graduate of Eastern University on the main line, so I know very well the Lower Merion ties, and mm-hmm. I actually know Kobe's father, Jelly, very well. I actually spent some time with Jelly back in 2014 at a basketball exposure program in Dallas, Texas.
Wow.
And Kobe, I will never compare myself to the greats, but what I will say about Kobe is what I found to be similar about him
mm-hmm.
Was his interest in basketball, the way I had an interest in journalism at a young age. I began my journey at 12 years old and had a show with the Nets. And so when I was spending time with Jelly, we talked about the whole child prodigy thing. And there were a lot of things that Jelly and I shared just about practice. You know, you read the book by Malcolm Gladwell, Outliers, and they say, I think it's either 10,000 hours or 100,000 hours, that makes you an expert in your field. Kobe was an expert in his field way before he stepped foot on an NBA court.
Mm.
And so that weekend, we just talked about those similarities. Kobe and his father share something in common. They both were coached by Del Harris.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Del Harris coached Jelly in Houston and coached Kobe in Los Angeles with the Lakers.
Wow.
And, you know, he talked about how he schooled Kobe on, you know, how to deal with Del Harris's system. And, you know, so that happened. And what I'll tell you is over the years, particularly in 2016, I was at CBS Radio. You can check it out on my Instagram. I actually put a post, my Scoop_B. I actually asked Kobe this question that is scary to kind of crazy to watch it now. If you remember in 2016, Peyton Manning won a championship with the Denver Broncos on his way out. And I told Kobe that I felt as though Peyton Manning is the elder statesman of the NFL and Kobe is the elder statesman of the NBA. You know, he retired at that season's end, scored, I think, 60 or 61 points on the Utah Jazz. And I said, I think you're an elder statesman. He said, oh, that's nice. Elder statesman, he's actually older than me. And it's kind of like, to look at the video now, like, you know, you can't predict the future.
No.
And, you know, I was actually covering LeBron's 18, you know, when he broke Kobe's record last night. I was over at the Wells Fargo Arena last night. I was in the locker room, and he was talking about just all these different Kobe things. I'm still digesting it, but it's a great loss. And I'll add this. Anybody who is a fan of basketball in my lifetime, in my age group, I think Kobe is the closest thing to Jordan, but I think what gets lost in translation how much of a nice guy he is. I'm not saying that for clout. I felt like I lost a family member today, man. I'm hurt.
Wow.
I'm hurt.
Wow. I think, Brandon, we all in this area feel impacted because of not just who he was on the basketball court, but because of his ties in this area in Lower Merion and his fandom to the Eagles. And whether or not he ever played here, it didn't matter. It's because of where he grew up. So, Brandon, where can see those videos of your interview with Kobe again? Give everybody your handles. It's at Scoop B on Twitter, Brandon Scoop Robinson. And on Insta, it's?
So on Instagram, it's Scoop _ B, and on Twitter it's Scoop B. So you're scooping ice cream and the letter B on Twitter, and Scoop _ B on Instagram. You can also find it over on my podcast. I had it posted about a year or two ago, the Scoopy Radio podcast. We got 2.1 million streams last year.
Beautiful.
On all platforms. So yeah, man, Kobe Bryant, it's not about me, it really is about Kobe. I'm hurt, and I'm more hurt because his daughter died. Like, I know. Really enjoyed seeing
him. I can't even think about that, man. I can't. Man. I'm thinking about my girls right now, and you're gonna. I can't. It's so tough. It's so difficult. It's tragic.
What's kind of encouraging is, you know, many fathers have hoop dreams for their sons, and I think in today's day and age, it's easy to just say, you know, women power, and I'm here for women. But he walked it like he talked.
I know.
It was cool to instill those hoop dreams, like his daughter wanted to go to UConn. That was dope.
Oh, incredible. Scoop, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for hopping on here and just sharing a little bit of some thoughts and memories of Kobe with us.
Gentlemen, enjoy your day. Thank you.
Thank you, man. That was Scoop, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson. You can follow him on Twitter and Insta. It's Scoop B on Twitter and Scoop _ B at Insta. See some of those videos, because that's a pretty cool video. He's talking about him interviewing Kobe and talking about Peyton Manning and the Elder Statesman. This is a tough, tough day here. I'm going to go back to the phone line. Shannon in Georgia, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, Rob, man. Appreciate you, man. I know it's a tough day today, man, but I'm a little mind blown right now. It's amazing. I'm a father of four, happily married, and I was packing. I'm on the road right now when I got the news, man. So you better believe that I hugged my wife like I haven't hugged her in quite some time, because, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, people can talk about these great athletes and all that other stuff, but at the end of the day, as a, you know, I guess when you get older, you realize what's important in life.
You do. And at the, no doubt.
You know, and at the end of the day, all this stuff that the world has to offer, whether it's fame, money, women, all that crap, you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm going to remember Kobe Bryant by a picture that was sent out. I think Rasul Douglas sent it out, man. It was from a couple weeks ago. And it's him with his wife standing next to him holding their baby and the three girls. Mm. You know, as a man that loves his family, man, basketball, man, I don't care. But to have my wife look at me the way she was looking at him, and his daughters looking at him the way that they were looking, man, as a man, I mean, what's a gain of, you know, what's the profit of man to gain the whole world let use his soul? You know, at the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, that's all that matters. And for me, there's no bigger basketball fan growing up in Philly for 45 years than me. I guarantee you that. And I've been to Laker games, and I know what the Lakers mean to L.A. I know what Kobe and Magic mean to L.A. I mean, we can only hope as Sixers fans, and I love my Sixers, but we can only hope as Sixers fans to have that type of passion that the Lakers fans have out there. You know, they're the only team I'd say have that more passion than we do. But at the end of the day, I don't care about 81 points in the game, all-star MVPs, none of that stuff. If I'm going and my kids looking at me the way they were looking at him 2 weeks ago, hey, man, I won. That's what life's all about, brother. And that's what I remember about Kobe Bryant.
Shannon, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for always adding to the program. God bless.
Appreciate you, Rob. God bless.
Take care. Man, the trolls are coming out on Twitter, too. People creating accounts with the avatar just to say, just to come at me with certain things. Wow. On a day like this, too. On a day like this. It's sad. Shannon always adds to the program. I love his perspective and everything that he said. My goodness. It puts things in perspective for us. It really does. Andrea on the cell. And I hope it's Andrea, or if it's Andrea, you let me know. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, this is Andrea from West Philly.
Andrea. I always struggle with Andrea and Andrea. It's, you never know, right?
That's okay. I'm the founder of an organization called Girl You Can Do It, Inc. About 2008, I work with a lot of at-risk youth. And one of my youth was a big Lakers fan. And he had gotten into a little trouble where I was helping him to secure his probation requirements. And I kept, you know, I always try to do things to encourage our youth in regards to, okay, what do you like? What do you want to do? Well, he played basketball very well, and he said he was a big Lakers fan. So I had gotten the information where he can write to Kobe Bryant, and he said that Kobe Bryant wrote back to him. See, we don't realize the things that these superstars, that these stars do in the communities, these little things that they do, a letter to a child that, you know, that looks up to them, changed that young man's life. Still to this day, this young man is doing very well as well. And I just want to say, let's take and ask God to cover his family.
Yes.
I really appreciate, this is my first time calling into the Fanatic, so my first call to you all. But let's ask God to cover his family.
Amen.
You know, and I really appreciate what you were saying earlier in regards to, you know, everybody makes mistakes. I can't understand why people are trying to troll those knuckleheads. Like you said, there are a bunch of knuckleheads that want attention. You know, get a life.
It's sad, and then people want to compare the levels of mistake, and we all fall, and here's where I come from is, yeah, there's different levels of punishment. Sin is sin, right? But there's different levels of punishment in the judicial system for it, right? You get, if you steal, you get X amount. If you kill, you get X amount. If you commit a rape or something, you get X amount. So everything is different, right? But ultimately, sin is sin, and it's what takes us. This is why we live in a fallen world, and it's unfortunate that people want to harp on it. And then also you think of, see, I go into, and man, I don't want to preach, but I go into prison and I speak to men who've committed atrocities, who've committed murder, and if they've changed their life, and I believe in the power that you can change who you are, and everyone deserves some sort of second chance. Now, I don't know about anyone's past, and I don't know if they're genuinely sorry for what they did, but when I see a grown man in prison, after speaking to him, drop to his knees and cry, man, I see something changing there. I see the spirit moving, and it's a different kind of thing. And it's a, people sometimes they want to troll. If it makes their life, I tell them this, and I appreciate you, but I tell them this all the time. If it makes you slightly happier about your life because you're so miserable that you're trolling, please troll me because I want you to be happier. So if that's, it makes you happier to whoever out there you want to troll, go for it. But this
and realize that Kobe only had the answer to God, and guess who else? His wife.
Amen.
His wife forgave him, and that's all that matters. And you can't take away what he was to his family. So people, please stop. This is not the time. We should be praying for this family, not taking and giving them more grief. So, and I thank you for letting me speak. Thank you so much.
You be blessed. Thank you so much. Let me get to Mike in Upper Darby. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
How are you?
I'm all right, man. It's definitely a crazy day. I'm calling as a Sixers fan. I can tell you I got three different views of Kobe in my life. I got the Kobe when he came out of high school that me as a kid loved because he seemed like he was a kid and he was all over the TV. He was on all that. He went to the prom with Brandy. He was on every show. And he was just like that kid. Everybody wanted to see him succeed. And then, you know, he goes in the playoffs, he has the air balls against the Jazz, and you felt bad for him, even as a Sixers fan at the time. And then you have the post-01, you know, until close to the end of his career, Kobe, that I hated. I hated him after the 01 finals, you know, when he said he was going to rip our hearts out. And
yeah,
came back the next year after that, and we booed him. He was like, just about to cry, and I was happy. I was happy they booed Kobe. Like, I hated him. But then, watching his last game, I kind of got emotional, like, damn, he's never going to play again. And that's when my whole outlook on him changed, you know, as a fan, because once you look past the purple and gold, you know, jersey and you know, what we look at as Sixers fans, you're like, wow, like, we got to watch this guy. I got to watch this guy dominate for 20 years. And you recognize the greatness. And I remember watching him play that last game, and it was such a crazy feeling. I'm like, why do I even feel like this? Like, I hate this dude. Why do I feel like this? And and getting kind of emotional watching them play. And I feel like that today, like, it shouldn't have affected me how it affected me, you know, as a Sixers fan, but just as seeing somebody who was, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime talent, probably one of the greatest competitors I ever saw outside of maybe Michael Jordan. It's crazy, especially him being a dad and losing his daughter. Like, and I was with my kids all day. Like, it's just tragic, man. And you look at him now, and you're just like, you know, he's a man, just like me and you. You know what I mean?
We're all. None of us are invincible, man. Mike, we're all gonna. This life is just only just a fraction. If we really knew what this life is, it's just a fraction of eternity. And I appreciate your call, man. Thank you so much. It's a tough one. And if we think about, right, you think about this lifetime, the fact that we're not guaranteed tomorrow, we're not promised anything other than, you know, where are we in our life? How are we treating people? How are we loving others? How are we respecting others? What is important to us? What are our priorities? When something like this happens, like I don't think any life is wasted. I don't think any tragedy should go without a lesson. I don't think anything should happen without taking something from it. And if because of, you know, people die every day. As I speak right now, countless numbers of people are dying. And I feel for them and I feel for their families, but I don't know them. And Kobe impacted this world, so many people. So if you can look at his life, and now you look at his post-career and what his value system is, and the family, and the fatherhood, and the relationships, and if that could be somewhat of a little bit of an example to us, like, spend more time with your kids. You know, I'm going to Miami tomorrow for the Super Bowl, and I don't want to go at this point. I don't. It's 8 days away from my kids and my wife. 8 days. And I that's who I am. And I want to spend as much time with them as I can. 610-632-0975. Ryan, Anthony, Jay, Dustin, King. Hang on, I promise. I'm going to get to you next. I'm going to give you an opportunity to grieve this together, to share some of your memories, share some of your thoughts about Kobe. Let's try and get through this day. It's difficult. Let's talk about it. Let's put it in perspective. And let's appreciate Kobe, the father, Kobe, the husband, as well as Kobe, the basketball player. I'm Rob Motti, 975 to Finale.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.5, The Fanatic, Rob Motti, talking to you, trying to grieve with you, trying to share Kobe Bryant memories with you, trying to give you an opportunity to just celebrate the player, appreciate the husband, the dad. 610-632-0975. We're going to be joined at some point tonight by Crystal Rich. Crystal does an awesome job with Tyrone on the Sixers Outsiders and on NBC Sports Philly. And she's going to join us at some point to just talk about Kobe and just things in general perspective of this and Kobe and his impact. And Kevin Harvey, the 76ers team chaplain for many years, also with the FCA. He's going to join us also at some point, a little bit after the 6 o'clock hour. But if you have stories you want to share, memories, interactions, especially interactions with Kobe, I'm going to get to one that impacted me a little bit. And I'm going to get to one, my first actually interaction with Kobe. But first, I want to hear from you. So let's go to Jay in Uptown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you feeling, man? How's everything, man?
Man, you know, we're trying. It's a tough, tough day for everybody.
Yeah, I got the phone calls. I'm out working. I got the phone call from my mom and everything. And you know, I just want to first, you know, appreciate him for Kobe as a player. You know, I can remember being in middle school, balling up trash, you know, papers, shooting in the trash can, yelling Kobe. You know, he just had that impact on you as a child and stuff. Even though he ain't played for the Sixers, you know, you still, you know, you love this game, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I ain't really trying to side too much, but, you know, it's like I'm a man of faith like you. You know, I'm not Christian. I am Muslim. But, you know, the hair, you know, you don't know where you want to go, man.
No, we don't know.
I have a daughter, and she called me and said, ask me why I work all the time. And, you know, just hold on to your families, make it right. I'm sorry, man.
It's all good, Jay. I appreciate you, man. I'm with you right there. I love your daughters, Jay. Thank you for sharing that and getting emotional, man. I appreciate that. Love your families, man. Love your families. Love your all your loved ones. Hug on them. Love on them. Let them know. Let them know. And you know, your friends, your relatives, your siblings, your the people you interact with on a daily basis, the people you work with, man. I grew up, like, I've been so blessed with a family that really never had a problem. And maybe that's why I'm so emotional, but just telling me they love me. My dad, my mom. And I have no problem saying it to my mom. No, my dad, my sisters, my daughters. I don't have any sisters. I got a brother. My daughters, my wife. And, you know, I don't think we use that word enough. Sometimes, and as men, man, I can go off on this, but as men, sometimes we feel we can't be emotional. We got to be tough. We got to be hardcore. We got to be real men this and real men that. No, real men, that real men stuff is nonsense and crap. Real men share their emotion. Man, look at B-Doc, Brian Dawkins. Real men do, you do love on people. You do care for people. You do respect people. Respect. Man. Anthony in Philly, you're on the Fanatic. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man?
Thank you, buddy. How are you?
Right now I'm working, but just can't shake the thought of what just happened. Got the news around lunchtime, and it's just like something that he does all the time. You know, Kobe's always in a helicopter, whether he's going to practice or games and all that, man. But what would have thought of something? Someone to spend time with his daughter. Hey, let's take a helicopter ride.
Yeah.
Let's go to the game or something, man. You don't. That hurts, man.
It's crazy, man. You think about that, and you think about the time, and you know his daughter Gianna's with him, but now he leaves behind the other girls. And I think of the baby who's not going to know her daddy. She's going to know the legend. She's going to know the legacy of Kobe, but she's not going to hear.
She's not going to get the love and father side of.
She's not gonna get to hear that. I love you, man. And that's tough. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, we're good.
Thank you. Those words are so powerful. Those words are so powerful. When you tell people that you love them. They're so powerful. And man, I don't care if you're listening to this show today and nothing moves you about this other than reach out to those you love and let them know you love them. It's so powerful. The opportunity to do that and to say that and to appreciate the relationships and the blessings. Ryan and Conshohocken, you're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
First, I want to say I totally agree with you. You know, I every time I hang up with my guy friends, I tell them I love them because, you know, tomorrow's not promised to anyone.
No.
But,
you know, what, Ryan? I love that you can say that, man, because sometimes we think it's weird, right? We think it's weird that we say I love you to guy friends, right? Or, you know, you just drop I love sure. you, love you, bro, you know? And
exactly.
It's there's nothing wrong with that, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. And it's how I actually feel. You know, people, my friends, guys, girls, parents, siblings, everything, you know, I do feel that way about them, and I want them to know that. So, but I just wanted to call, you know, I have some fond memories. I grew up in Laura Marion. I went to Laura Marion High School. My brother graduated with Kobe in 96, and he got my dad and I tickets to all those playoff games. Some of my earliest memories, I was class of 04, so I was like 8 years old at the time. But some of my earliest memories are going to those games and just seeing Kobe. dominate on everyone in high school. And, we knew it was a big deal when scalpers were scalping tickets for $30, $40, you know, $2 high school ticket turning into $40 tickets. And I remember how I felt at halftime of the state championship when they were down to Erie Cathedral Prep. It was the first time any doubt had seeped in. And Kobe came out in that second half and showed, you know, a flash of what he would eventually become, you know, the ultimate closer and game ender, and just took it to Erie and won that game. So, you know, some of my fondest memories, I got to see it with my dad too. And that was, you know, a great,
how cool
great
is that? Right.
Bonding thing. So
how cool is that? I mean, he was as a basketball player, obviously one of the all time greats. So special, just so special. Some of those qualities, his ability to take over, dominate a game. I just think it a work ethic. And, you know, it's, to me, I don't know in this day and age we'll ever see anyone with that kind of work ethic and that desire, Ryan, to be the best like he had.
Yeah, you might be right.
So. I appreciate your call.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Take care. Let's get to King in Philly. Thank you so much for hanging on. You're on 97.5, The Fanatic. Hey, King.
Thanks, Robbie. Thanks for having me. First time caller.
Thank you, brother. You know, so many first-time callers today, and it's terrible that a tragedy like this is the reason for it. But it's also an awesome way to really release some of that emotion. And thank you for joining the program, King.
Hey, I'm mourning.
I hear you, man. Did you know Kobe? Did you know any of his family, friends?
No, but it's more important than that. He died with not rectifying his relationship with his mother and father.
Is that right? I don't know this.
Yeah, they had a bitter court war over his memorabilia.
Oh my goodness. See that? Now, King, I'm over here talking about making things right with everybody and loving people, and man, don't let things like that get in the way. Memorabilia, huh? How about that? When you got it all, when you got all the thing, and there is nothing better than mom and dad. There is nothing better than family.
That's right. So,
wow.
You know, that's out of everything. The first thing I thought of.
Man, you know, I hear you, man.
But it was rectified.
Well, you know, I like I was saying earlier, I look for lessons in everything, in moments, and something that we could take out of any tragedy, and you bringing that to light, because I wasn't aware of that, is just really more incentive and more reason, because we're not promised anything. And go make it right with your loved ones. Go make it right with anyone. You know, I always say love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. And that's what my hero used to say. That's what he said when he walked this earth. As I said, the only perfect man to walk this earth. That's what he said. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you and your family out there. Oh, King, thank you for sharing that.
All right.
Appreciate you, man. It's a difficult day. Dustin in the Northeast, you're on The Fanatic. What's up, Dustin?
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Getting through, man. Getting through. And thank you to everyone, to you and everyone who's calling to help us get through this together.
Well, thank you for putting on a show like this, because, you know, it is Philadelphia, and he was a Laker, but he's a Philadelphian. And I had a little bit of a root with him. You know, I was born in 90, so I was really young when he was in high school and started his NBA career. But I'm from the suburbs, and I play basketball in the city. I actually played for a guy named Sam Ryan. The AAU program, Kobe actually played for that program. So at a young age, my dad and me used to always watch Kobe Bryant. And I'm a diehard Sixers fan. But Kobe, I always thought, was the best to ever do it. And I loved watching him play. Got to meet him a couple times, and he was a great person, just a class act guy. But I just remember at a young age, my dad always had me watch him, and the fundamentals that he had and everything like that. He was just, it's a shock. I mean, you know, it's really weird how things worked out, because last week I was out to dinner with a friend, and a picture came up on my timeline. I had a Kobe Bryant t-shirt. It's an x-ray, a picture of an x-ray of his hand with all his championship rings and lines. It's going to everything that he messed up on his hand. And I was saying how it was my favorite shirt and Kobe's my favorite player, and I haven't found it for a long time. Well, and I'm not making this up, Rob. Friday night, I actually found that T-shirt. And I have it on right now. I went to play basketball today. Before I found out, I went over to LA Fitness, and I was wearing my Kobe shoes, actually.
Wow.
And right before I stepped on the court, I got a text message from my buddy telling me that Kobe passed away. And I just couldn't even believe it. I played one game, played horrible, and I just couldn't even play anymore. It was it's just a shame. And then, like you were saying, you know, I have a daughter myself. I'm going to pick her up tonight. Give her a big hug and tell her I love her. But
absolutely, bro. It just hold her tighter, squeeze her a little bit more. And, man, don't let a day go by without you telling that little girl you love her. Can you do that for me?
Won't.
All right, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Appreciate that, Dustin. Thank you, man.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Appreciate that. 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. You want to share your thoughts. You want to grieve with me. You want to grieve with the Delaware Valley. It's a tough day for everybody, and I want to give you that opportunity, and let's just be real, be raw. Speak from our heart. Be genuine. Not here to just analyze things or break down whatever. It's just it's a tough emotional day. Be real, be genuine, be authentic, be sincere, be raw. Bob, Dylan, Matthew, EJ, hang on. If you want to join the show after, you can get in 610-632-0975. I'm Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
547, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Rob Motti. On this difficult day, Kobe Bryant has passed away. Connor Thomas, you were just, my producer Connor was just listening to the LAPD. Can you fill everybody in before I go to the phone lines?
Yeah, of course, Rob. So the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department did just hold a press conference. It started at about 5:30, just concluded a couple minutes ago. So all they would confirm is that there were 9 people on board the helicopter. There were no survivors from the crash. They're not going to identify anybody for sure until the coroner's report is done. But other news outlets have confirmed that Bryant and his daughter were among those killed.
And have any of the other outlets so far confirmed anyone else that we know of from the Bryant family or anyone else whatsoever?
Other than those two, Kobe and his daughter, Gianna, no one else has been confirmed.
Okay. Thank you, Connor. I appreciate that. And you're doing a great job keeping me updated and informed back there. Bob, Dylan, Matthew, EJ, Tracy, hang on. I'm going to get to you in a second. I want to bring in Dwayne. Dwayne is in Coatesville. And this is, hey, Dwayne. Dwayne?
Yeah.
My man, Dwayne Walton.
Hey, how's it
going,
are
you? Rob? Thanks for joining me on 97.5 The Fanatic. I want to tell everybody out there that Dwayne, first of all, you're the executive director at the Parksburg Point Youth Center, and what you guys do is incredible. And you had me come out with Tim Tebow back in, I believe it was October, right, Dwayne?
Yeah, in October. Yep.
Yeah, and man, that was, I love what you guys do over there, all the work that you do for youth. And it was a wonderful opportunity for me to share the stage with you, to share the stage with Tim Tebow, to listen to Tim share a message from the heart. Just a powerful, powerful night. Love what you guys do. And you shared a thought when I posted on Facebook today about Kobe. And I texted you and I said, you know, that's I love what you said here. And I wanted you to share it with everyone on the airwaves.
Sure, man. Thanks for this opportunity. I was in high school when Kobe got into the NBA. I think I was a junior. And it just blew our minds. A guy coming straight out of high school. I mean, we all played thinking that we'll end up there. And he was living our dream. And then, you know, he transitioned to the league in an amazing way and had so many accomplishments. He's one of the greatest ever. You know, even now, I'm only a few years younger than him, but I shoot a shot. I say, Kobe. And my son 11 years old, he picked up on that. And my household, his name is always a part of our household. There's not a week that goes by. Because my wife is a big LeBron fan, and I grew up in New York Knicks, so I never liked Jordan. So we're always arguing who was the greatest. And so it's amazing how a gentleman like Kobe that I never met was such a big part of my family, you know. And it goes to show how important athletes are. They are a part of my family. That's why it hurts when we lose them. And we should hurt, and we should reflect on it. But as I was reflecting on him, and I'm talking to my son about it, is, you know, the guy will go down as one of the greatest of all time. But the thing that I'm reminded most of his greatness was how he came back from his failure. He messed up many years ago. But when you see the love and respect he has for his wife and the love he has for his kids, it's real, man. It is legit. It's genuine. And to me, that was his greatest accomplishment, because a lot of men, when we fail, we run. And Kobe could have run.
And people will push back on that, Dwayne. People will push back and say, when you say love and respect for his wife, they'll say, well, where was the love and the respect when some of these incidents may have occurred 18, 20 years ago? And what I'm trying to convey to everyone out there is, hey, we all, and I'm not going to try to get into at all the level of the sin or the mistake or the crime or what was done. And we don't know what allegations and all that stuff. But I feel like we all fall. But how do we bounce back, man? Because, you know, you know part of my story, and you know, Kobe is I still haven't shared it yet how he made a little bit of an impact on that, but it's how we can allow those moments and our low points in our lives to dictate the rest of our lives, or we can take them, get better from them, learn from them. And I think when we try and be judge and jury and decide that someone's good and someone's bad, and it's not up to us, ultimately. That's not up to us. It's not our decision to make. It's just to see people, love people, respect people, and be fair to everyone out there.
You're totally right. Not in on this. You know, if there's anyone that knows the human heart greater than anything, it's God himself. And if he would die for the sins of the world, then I can't hold anyone's sin against him, right? He knows Kobe more than I do, and he still saw it valuable and worthy to die for, right? And I pray for Kobe's family, man.
Yeah, they need the prayers, man. They do.
Yeah, a real human being. Hey, thank you.
Hey, Dwayne, thank you. And you know what? Thank you for all the work that you do with those youth at the Parksburg Point, the youth center, man. It's much needed. We need more people who sacrifice their time and their careers. And, you know, there's so many things that you could be doing. And I'm sure they could be much more profitable financially for you. But you're willing to do what it takes to make the young minds, mold these young people and help them get better. So thank you.
I appreciate that. You guys have a great night.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Let's get to it's important at a time like this to really just take a step back and look at what's important, the perspective of life, and what's important to you. What are your priorities? Dylan in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Dylan.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you, my man?
I'm good. My first time calling in. Never had. No radio show at all. It's actually
I appreciate being the first, Dylan. I've heard a lot of that tonight, and this is your time, this is your forum, this is your platform to talk about Kobe, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's just the way it started. Just, I mean, 2001, I mean, I hated the guy. Just hated him. Did not like him. I was an Iverson fan, obviously. And just throughout the years, I mean, I remember his last game, my buddy hit me up. He's I'm like, of course, it's Kobe Bryant's last game, you know. And just throughout the time, just like you said earlier, respect. Just like, how could you not respect that guy?
Yeah. The hard work, the desire, the determination. Like, there is so much to be said for someone who is a champion and a multiple champion, but is putting that time in and that hard work. And it's a lesson, man, for all of us, right? Well, no matter what we do, could we work a little bit harder? Like, I think about all the things that I got going on and all the things that I'm doing, and can I do it better? Can I work harder? Is there another opportunity that I'm missing out on because I want? And then, you know what, though, at the same time, try to balance that, Dylan, because I am such a big family man. And sometimes, you know, when my little girl say to me, like, Daddy, you going to sit with us tonight when we're going to go to bed? And I'm sitting there and I'm working on a story that I got to write for, you know, my job. And I'm like, no, I can't. I'm busy. Like, you know, those 20 minutes, I could just sit with them. Yeah. And I'm going to do that tonight. Well, I know I'm going to do that tonight.
I mean, it's just, you think of it, like I said, just like I hated this guy. And then you like take a step back and you're like, he's one of us.
Yeah.
He's Philly. He's the embodiment of like Philly.
That's, wow. That's, you see that Eagles video. He is one of us for sure, my man. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you for calling for the first time. I appreciate you, man.
Yep.
Have a good one. Despite the tragedy, try to, you know, look at the perspective of everything out there. It's a tough time. I'm gonna get one more in here real quick. EJ in West Philly, and then I get to everybody. I promise. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. EJ.
Man, listen, bro. I'm usually very loquacious, very talkative, and never at a loss for words. But right now,
I hear you.
Hey, man, I was at Broad and Erie when this happened, and because the first place I heard it was TMZ, my first reaction was fake news. Because I'm
right.
You know, I know TMZ.
You pray that it's fake news.
But then you know the people that I really respect and look up to on social media and in real life started chiming in. They started showing the links to the New York Post and the Washington Post and Calabasas, and it had to finally sink in. But what I'm saying is, if you know anything about Broad and Erie, it's definitely not Lower Merion, but I've never seen this many grown men, hardened street dudes, walking around in a daze, bro.
I know Broad and Erie, brother. Yep,
It was amazing. People were shedding tears that didn't cry for their man who got gunned down last week, but they was crying for Kobe. And this is what I wanted to say. How can I put this? I know his family very well. I'm not going to get into the whole kissing and telling and all that type of stuff. But let's just say that, you know, certain things that Kobe did in the streets as far as with that court case and with the thing with Shaq, people didn't really bang with him like that. When he said that he wanted to cut our hearts out, that was my second year of Sixers season tickets. I was at every game that year. And I felt like for the unity and the love that Philadelphia had that year, he personally was responsible for taking us away from that. So I had a love-hate relationship with Kobe for a long time, as I'm sure most Philadelphians and Sixer basketball fans did. But as he got older and you got older and more mature, you started respecting greatness. See, your basketball love, your football love, your baseball love, your hockey love, you can't hate on greatness. The Sidney Crosbys of the world, the Eric Lindroses of the world, the Tom Bradys of the world, you have to eventually realize that no matter how much you may not care for them personally or what they've done to your sports teams and your sports franchises and your dreams, you can't hate on greatness. And Kobe eventually made me realize he was great, and I could no longer hate on greatness. And the fact that so many people that I know is engaging in, let's just say, not great lives, was touched and moved by this man. I haven't seen this many grown men cry since Michael Jackson died. I swear to God, bro.
EJ, thank you for adding this to the program today. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, man. Love Kobe. Love Philly, man.
Thank you, man. God bless, brother. Thank you, man. Thank you. I mean, to hear him say, grown men on Broad and Erie, we know we're from this area. I went to grad school at Temple. I know. I grew up in South Philly. I know Broad and Erie. I know what it's like. Grown men there, as he said, not crying when their man gets gunned down last week, but crying today for Kobe. That's the impact. That's the impact of Kobe's life. 610-632-0975 is an opportunity for you to grieve with me today, to grieve with all of us here in the Delaware Valley today. Bob Cooper, Tracy, hang on. I'll get to you next, and then we're going to have Kevin Harvey, special guest. He'll be joining the program too, 76ers team chaplain. And I want to get his perspective. You're listening to Rob Motti, 97.5, The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.